Welcome to another edition of Hockey Prospect Radio on NHL Network Radio. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. This is Season 11, Episode number 3, and we got a jam-packed show for you this week. So we got some great guests, so we're going to jump right into it right away. And we're happy to bring on a regular guest of ours from the Ottawa Senators, the Assistant General Manager, Pierre Dorion. Pierre, thanks for coming on the show again. We always appreciate that.
Pleasure to be on, guys.
Well, Pierre, you know, we take great interest in watching your staff go through the process of drafting and developing players. You guys have had a long history of done, you know, an excellent job of getting guys particularly late. And I think this next crop coming through is intriguing. We're, you know, patiently waiting for them to develop, I'm sure, as you guys are as well. And the first guy I want to ask you about is Thomas Chabot, you know, a guy that really sort of solidified to me that he could be definitely a top four defenseman in the NHL after I watched him at the under-18s in Switzerland last year. And how happy have you guys been with his progress after watching him at that tournament, drafting him, bringing him into your camps, and then him starting off, you know, with a bang with St. John and the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League?
Obviously, we're very happy with his development so far. We felt he had a pretty good camp. At camp, we signed him to his first NHL contract just because we felt it was the right thing to do for him. So we are very happy with his development. Obviously, with Thomas, he's a great skating, transition, puck-moving type of defenseman, which is the way a lot of teams are going. So we hope that within the next, whether it's next year or a few years after that, he can have an impact on our team.
Yeah, he's a pretty impressive kid. Actually, it's kind of ironic that I had him ranked 18th, and that's exactly where you got him. He's just a rangy defenseman, and it's funny because there are a lot of those guys now in the NHL that could skate really well but have that long reach and seem to really be revolutionizing the position, to be honest.
Yeah, see, he definitely has that long reach. We'd like him to use his body a bit more when he's defending down low around the net, but having the chance to see him and also our other assistant general manager, Randy Lee, who's in charge of our development, actually saw him twice this week. We both feel that it's in an area that he's improving in.
Now, Pierre, you look at his game, and I think defensively his strength is, you know, has good timing, you know, when it comes to plugging gaps, and has, I think, a really keen sense of speed and angles when guys are coming down on the rush. And he can really close gaps really well and active stick and keeps his head on a swivel, keeps his feet moving. And, yeah, the only, I think, if you agree, and I agreed with you, I think the only difference is he's just not as physical as I guess you want him to be. But do you think that's just going to come with he becomes more comfortable with his body as he gains weight? Because he is pretty lanky as a kid, and he hasn't obviously gained his man strength yet.
Yes, without a doubt. I think for Thomas, adding strength will be a key component for him achieving playing in the NHL. We saw it this year at camp as it went on. The bigger bodies had a easier time against Thomas down low in his own end coverage. But I think as he gets stronger and more mature physically, there will definitely be an improvement to his overall game.
You're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're speaking with Pierre Dorion, Assistant General Manager of the Ottawa Senators, about some prospects in the system. And Pierre, we want to ask you about Colin White. Russ and I were really high on him as a player coming out into his draft last year. You got him at 21st overall. He's headed off to Boston College, and he's got his first three games under his belt so far. And what's your impressions on how he's transitioned a little bit in from, you know, the national development team, which does a really great job of developing players, and then jumping into the college ranks? Because I just think he's smart enough, and he has a great work ethic. To him, it's work ethic and hockey sense, and that's everything else will like get better and better. But I think that's really his bread and butter of his game, and I think he's a guy who's going to be underrated and underappreciated in this draft class.
I think what you're talking about, a guy like Colin White, he's a guy that's just going to help us win on the road. For sure, you know, we're very happy and we feel fortunate that we got him at 21. what he's able to bring, I think, will be intangibles at the end of the day. I think, obviously, you talked about the work ethic, which is tremendous. I think he's a good player that he was, in my viewings anyways, who's always on the puck. I think he's got great hockey sense. I think he shoots puck fairly well. So I think we're looking at someone who will be able to bring, hopefully, the total package. Obviously, there's some development ahead there. He had a good start with BC, I think, this past weekend where he scored against Wisconsin. But for him, it's just, you know, he will need to spend some time in college, and hopefully at some point in time he can join our lineup and bring all those attributes that, you know, made him a key player for the U.S. Under 18 team last year.
Yeah, he really scored some clutch goals for them. I had him ranked 17th, and I was really surprised, and I guess that's why you were happy when he dropped to you guys. But he also, even though he's only 6 foot, he's a guy that seems bigger on the ice, just in all situations, and he just always seems to know what play to make, and he's willing to take a hit to make a play, and that's something where I noticed that you have quite a few prospects that are sort of willing to pay that price.
Yeah, I think from the day one that we've been here, I think it's been Brian Murray's motto to draft good people, draft character people. These people are going to the type of people that are going to hopefully help us get to a Stanley Cup down the road. So, you know, we have a lot of those prospects, that character guys, and sometimes you have to give up a bit on the skill part to have those type of guys. But we feel with quite a few of them, including Colin, that we have someone that can, you know, will be able to produce at the NHL level, but also bring a high character intangibles.
Pierre, the last guy we want to ask you about in this segment is Gabriel Gagne. An intriguing package at 6'5", you know, 190, maybe 100, 200 pounds. You got in the second round, 36th overall. He had 59 points and, you know, 67 games with Victoriaville. And what intrigued you about him, you know, that you thought this is a guy that we can't let drop past 36 because, you know, this is what we think he'll bring to our organization 3 and 4 years down the road?
Yeah, a guy like him. Well, it's funny, we were on the bus to the draft that morning, and Brian goes to me, is there anyone you'd really like at 36? And I said, well, I know our chief scout, Bob Lowe's, and Don Boyd, who's one of our amateur full-time scouts, and George Farger, they really like this Gabriel Gagne guy. And I said, Brian, I haven't seen him a lot. I have seen him, but he was a guy that really impressed me. And I think this is a guy we should move up to make sure that we get. And unfortunately, Gabriel's injured right now. He's actually here in Ottawa. I mean, he had a little bit setback in his injury that he sustained at rookie camp. But he, at rookie camp, before he got hurt, he shocked us to how good he was, even with a thin body, how he was on the puck, how he had range, how he had great hands, how he still has to work on his quickness, but his speed was more than adequate. He just looked like a prototype skilled winger that is going to be able to produce. So we just felt at that point in time, and a lot of credit has to go to our scouts, because in our meetings they really emphasized that this player is a guy that we had to add to the organization. So the Bob Lowe's, the Don Boys, the George Fargers, or Trent Mann, or the people that if this guy becomes a player, really deserve a lot of credit, because they not mentioned once or twice, they mentioned it on more than one occasion.
Yeah, he definitely could lay the big hit also, and he'll also be another one of those guys that'll take the hit to make the play, and just seems to be able to dissect the play well on the ice too.
Yeah, I think his anticipation skills are one thing that really impressed our organization here. Obviously, his range, as I talked about, his shooting ability, but also at the same time, his net presence as far as tipping pucks and jumping on rebounds. And we know more and more, less and less goals are scored from outside the circles, so his ability to score goals in tight was also another thing that impressed us when we were scouting him, but also when he played at our development camp and when he played at our rookie camp.
Well, Pierre,
we're high on this player. We're really high on this player.
Yeah, anytime you get a 6'5 guy, and all coaches want, you know, big, solid winger who can potentially score, this is a guy that, you know, both Russ and I are going to have great interest to watch him develop, and hopefully, you know, he gets back from injury soon and gets back into the fold. So we'll keep close eye on him. But we're going to take a quick break. We come back, we'll have more Ottawa Senators prospect talk right after these important messages. Welcome back to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're continuing to speak with Pierre Dorion, the assistant general manager of the Ottawa Senators, about some prospects in his system. And Pierre, we've talked about this player with you over the last few years, ever since you drafted him in 2011 in Matt Pumple, and he's been knocking on the door to be a permanent NHL player last year, and then he's knocking again this year. And what's the next step for Matt Pumple? Because I think he's got into man strength now. He's 6'2", well over 200 pounds. The kid can shoot the puck like a rocket. One of the funnest guys to watch shoot the puck, I thought, when I saw him play in the American Hockey League. And how far is he away from cracking your lineup and getting regular ice time?
He's not very far. Obviously, Matt was our last cut after training camp. He actually stayed the first day or of the regular season. For a guy like Matt, obviously his shooting ability speaks for itself. He's really well-rounded his game. He's become much more responsible defensively. I think his work ethic has really picked up. I think for Matt, the only thing that's missing is consistency. Consistency to be night in, night out, that offensive threat to always produce. For Matt, he brings... his shooting ability is, one of the best in our organization, if not the best. Probably only Mike Hoffman shoots a puck better than him. So he just has to be more consistent with his approach.
What always kind of gets me with him, and I really do like his stick skills too, they are crazy, is he going to be a power guy or a skill guy or both? I can never seem to get a real handle on it.
Well, I think that it comes back to my answer from the last question. I think he has the tools to be a power and a skill guy, but it just comes back to being consistent in both of them.
Okay.
I think the skill will always be there, but just always be that consistent, powerful guy off the cycle who can slide to the open areas and shoot the puck and beat the guy off the puck down low. I don't think he'll be anyone that'll beat anyone with speed coming through the neutral zone, but he'll be more a guy who's a cycle player who gets his chances of being fed because he's battling to get open.
Pierre, when you watch him play, is sometimes when you have young players coming up through the system and they've been very good at two or three particular skills in junior, and then they start to become more well-rounded and they have more tools in the toolbox, but they haven't quite figured out how to add them effectively with their other tools. Is that just the spot where Matt's in, is that he just hasn't quite figured out how to use that body to get him at it? Gain himself a little bit of time and space to get that great shot away?
I think it's growing into your body also, knowing what you can do and what you can't do. I think a guy like Matt, it's not the lack of effort. It's more of lack of figuring out what my limits are as far as what I can do at the American League level and how this will translate to the NHL level moving forward.
One of the next players I want to ask you about, I'm intrigued to get your thoughts on him because you got him in a trade, and I thought he was a very astute pick by Dallas in the fourth round, and that's Nick Paul, a guy who had an excellent season last year in North Bay and in the playoffs, and then I thought he played very well at the World Juniors. What are your thoughts on Nick Paul and bringing him into your organization now that he's turned pro and he's played four games with you guys down in Bingo?
Well, obviously, I had the chance to see Nick over the last two games in St. John's. Nick is developing real well. We were very happy. We felt he was a big part of the Jason Spezza deal. We felt Nick would be a guy who could be a second or third line center down the road moving forward. We were ecstatic with his progression after he got drafted. It's funny how things work. He only went a few picks before we were going to take him in that draft, but sometimes those are things that happen. But we're really happy with his progression. Nick's a big body. He's a rangy guy. He has a deceptive shot. I wish he'd use it more. Sometimes as a centerman, he gets in a tendency to trying to make too many plays and pass it off, which his line mates like, but his shot is a very good asset. He's done everything we've asked him to. He's worked on his quickness. Obviously he rose to the occasion, we felt, playing for the World Junior team last year. So we're really excited about him. But a lot of times, like a lot of these, and I call them blue chip prospects in the case of both Matt Pumple and Nick Paul, they need time in the minors. Some guys only need, a guy like Cody Ceci only needed about 3 months in the minors or 2 months in the minors.
Mm-hmm.
Erik Karlsson needed to spend a few weeks in the minors. In a case, I think, Paul, it might be a case of maybe it's 4 to 5 months, maybe it's a month. It'll see how his game develops over the course of the year.
That's good that you guys keep an open mind about that. I like his skill a lot, but I also like the fact that he could play physical. And with, at his size, that's going to be really valuable down the road.
Oh, without a doubt. Adding that physical element, especially his strength on the puck, is, I think, is one thing that is able to separate him from other people, is that when he protects a puck down low off the cycle or going through the neutral zone, it's tough to get him off. Tough to get it off the stick.
Pierre, when he plays at the NHL level, I've seen Paul play left wing. I've seen him play center. That's great to have that type of versatility. But do you think, based on his skill set, his hockey sense, that he can be an effective two-way centerman at the NHL level playing in open space?
You know, we're biased about our prospects, as most teams are, but without a doubt, we think he can play center as a good two-way guy. I think it only helps that he's played. I know he played the wing for the World Junior team, but we see him as a center down the road.
You're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're speaking with Pierre Dorion, assistant general manager of the Ottawa Senators. Pierre, the last guy we're going to ask you about before we let you go is Tobias Lindberg. He's a player that interests me. 6'3", 215, 220 pounds. You know, came out of Oshawa and is now playing with you in the AHL in Binghamton. He's got 4 points in 4 games already down there. What was, like, the intriguing thing about him? Because there's a guy who was a fourth-round pick, again, a big-bodied player that somehow sort of slipped down into that fourth round and looks like a guy that, you know, perhaps should have been drafted into the top 30 or 40.
Yeah. Again, a lot of our credit goes to our two European scouts at the time, Vaclav Verda and Mikko Ruutu. They really like this player. Tobias, the year after he was drafted, he'll even admit it, he had a poor year. I think getting him to Oshawa and getting him to play for DJ Smith, I think he deserves a lot of credit. I think him spending some time with Randy Liu, who's our other assistant GM, who's in charge of our development, also helped him a lot understanding the pro game. I think DJ being so hard on him made him realize that, you know, your path to the NHL will not be easy. So with Tobias has a skill set of a good NHL player. His skating ability, his passing ability, his shot off the wing, his ability to do things at a higher speed, his strength to protect the puck down low. He really, he's really impressed so far in Binghamton. You could say he's playing on our top line with Eric O'Dell and Ryan Zingel, two guys that have played in the minors, O'Dell for quite a few years, and Zingel, who's a kid who came out of college a bit later, but he's really shown that he can take charge so far, and there'll be some tougher nights for him, but I think if he progresses the way, in the same manner that he progressed last year, we see someone that's going to play for us, at a certain point in time.
Yeah, and he's played in some big games already, and the fact that he could play both positions on the wing, I find fascinating. Can you just, in a simple way, kind of break it down, the difference if you're playing the left side or the right side?
Well, I think on the left side, you're coming, it's easier to pick up the puck on the wall.
Okay.
You're going to cut, most of the time you're going to cut on the outside with a wider arc. When you're playing your opposite wing, the puck is facing the net, so it's better to shoot or better to make a play.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to separate as much as when you're playing on your on the left side. So being a left hand shot,
mm-hmm.
So I think on the left, you need to pass the puck on the backhand when you're playing on the opposite wing. So those are all little things that Tobias can do well. We've seen the Europeans seem to have more success because a lot of them are used to growing up playing on the opposite wing, for a reason. You know, defensively, I think it's easier when you're playing on your regular side, especially in your own zone, to chip out the puck or to just pick up the puck on the wall. But, you know, it's all a matter of preference, and I think you need to be a bit more skilled to play on your opposite side.
Well, Pierre, I want to thank you very much for coming on our show, giving us some great insight of your prospects, and we look forward to seeing you at the rink. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back after a few moments and talk more prospects right after these important messages.